Okay, record it back on. I'm pretty nervous right now, future me that's listening to this, because I'm about to go on stage for the first time to do a real live stand-up gig in front of a paying audience at Zany's Rosemont. And I've got a lot of pictures on the wall of all the famous people who have been to another club with the same name nearby. And, you know, some of those, you know, who knows, you know, maybe one day, but you know, not today, but today's the first step on a journey. What I've found is that it doesn't matter, you know, how fast you're moving forward, as long as you're moving forward. Little baby steps. So I'm going over my note cards right now, but Tom has agreed to join me, and we're going to do a little interview for this book before we get started. Many mumbling mice playing with the music in the moonlight.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
You Jared Jeffries?
Yes, I am. yes, I am.
Do you know me?
I think.
Recognize me?
Yeah, didn't you?
He was on Comics Unleashed.
Thompson.
2 years ago.
Yeah, you. Oh, right. Yeah,
Keith Keegan.
You were working the door when
Keith
I walked
Keegan.
In. Keith Keegan. Yeah.
I was standing in front of the door. When
oh,
you
I'm sorry.
In.
I thought you were
I don't
working
work
the door.
Door no more.
Keith Keegan. Oh wow. Oh, 15. I think I remember you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was a guy who was like, he was Byron Allen's like, hey, Keith. You don't like airports, right? And I was like, I hate them. And I launched into this thing. It was pretty off the cuff.
Oh, you always had the baseball caps.
Yeah, baseball cap without the brim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brimless baseball hat.
Oh, wow. This is my first night, buddy. any tips for from a pro?
Yeah, the exit's over there.
Right.
I'll take good luck, Alex, for 1,000. Okay. Oh, yeah, you got friends. This is your little dead
oh,
friend.
Oh, hey, Tom. Hey, you made it out.
Hi. Me and Chris Rock were, like, gonna go, like, probably...
Oh, my gosh, Chris Rock is here.
Chris Rock!
Yeah, I just said me and Chris Rock.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry, I was too busy. I was looking at your little
oh my God.
Toothpick legs. I didn't
yeah.
realize.
Chris, this is Jared.
You look like the bottom of
hey, Jared, how you doing, man?
What's your name? Who's this guy?
Keith Keegan.
You guys, I'm sorry. I shouldn't interview. You guys probably know Keith Keegan. You, Chris, and you guys are probably like best friends.
Chris,
how you doing, man? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Chris. I have a few spec scripts that easily I can change the race of all of the characters.
You know, that's funny. If we're talking about spec scripts, I mean, I'm a little nervous. You know, I don't have anything with me. You know, right
you gotta
now.
Get packet together. You got to get your packet
it's more
together.
Of
you
got
to get your tight five minutes together, buddy. Okay.
Right,
we're not fucking around here anymore.
More
okay.
More of a.
You get your Conan spot. Then you get your meeting with CBS about a sitcom. Or, you know, you can even go with these shitty... You know, any fucking asshole can get a meeting these days. I can't. Chris, please, I need your help.
Or you could just be, like, good. Right, Chris? Like, if you're good...
He's got my time, man.
Yeah, if you're just good, like...
Hey,
you
do, things will work out, man.
Yeah, yeah, like, I feel like you're trying too hard, Keith. Like, it sounds like maybe, like, this isn't for you.
I don't know. Keith was on it. He was on an NBC show.
I was on Comics Unleashed, and, you know...
What is it?
Like, I'm going to take advice again? from a dead person, you know? Well, I got to go make some comedy magic happen. I'm going to be back.
Well, anyways, Chris, do you have any advice for Jared?
Just go out there and be confident.
Oh,
take
yeah.
Take the stage with confidence.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. That's
what is your onstage persona like?
Oh, yeah! Oh, you should... It's like, when Chris goes anywhere, he, like, has a different persona anywhere. Like, sometimes he's, like, cool Chris, and sometimes he's, like, white Chris, and it's, like, cracks me up.
Well, I had a
when
thing...
I get pulled over, you're gonna see white Chris.
I had a thing I'd been wanting to try out. I had done a couple spots of... Around town before this. I have never done stand-up comedy before, but I've done some, like, you know, what we call sort of a solo sketch kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Say kind of unique to
characters.
What we do. Yeah.
Why?
So I come out and, well...
Why do you do that?
Hide behind a
sounds
mask.
Sounds, like, boring or something.
Somebody say solo sketch, because I have plenty of it.
Oh, hey, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
Imagine an Iranian guy reviewing movies.
Okay.
Imagine that. That's a good... It's a thing, is you come up with, well, how come people are alone talking towards something?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll come up with one joke and then repeat it 3 times.
Wow, Keith, wow, that sounds great. I mean, you know, you should come sit in with my improv group. I've got some cards right here. We're called Mr. Doubtfire.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to fucking sit in with an improv group,
well,
sit around a theater, for 20 years of my life. Fucking level one students. Watching people pass me go up to heaven, comedy heaven, while I sit behind and think, oh, I could have tried, but I didn't.
It sounds like you may
done
have
it.
Done
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sounds like you
yeah,
did it.
Yeah, like, because you, like, sound...
I gotta go outside and go over my set, because I'm fucking hosting tonight. You know which S time you get? S stands for stage.
Oh,
Jared, it's gonna stand for shit for you. Bye.
Bye,
dude. Maybe we can write some jokes, man. You need to tell jokes.
Yeah, well, what's your joke? Like, yeah, what's your joke?
Okay, well...
Like...
Talk about your life, man. Reveal yourself. Make a humorous observation based on day-to-day activity.
Oh, I was thinking about today, like, how they have crossing. Mm-hmm. I guess more like traffic police. But it's sort of like, oh, what are they doing when they're really just... They're following the traffic lights and then really just amplifying that. So it's like... You know, sort of, I'll improvise some like humorous observations based on that. I figure once I get into the moment,
it's so
then I'll just
bad,
sort of riff
no.
on that for a while.
Please don't do that.
If somebody, maybe somebody
write
in the audience,
joke.
They might be wearing like a funny hat or something, and that'll get me going. And then I'll just try to go on that like sort of Robin Williams style, and just see what kind of movie quotes it sort of pulls out of me. You know how he does like movie quotes? He says like funny things from movies that he remembers.
Oh my
and
God.
I'll just sort of say that and be prompted to it. And...
You should just use Keith Singh. But the Iranian video person, it's better. It is. I hated it.
The user burning. What'd you say?
Jared wants to know if he can buy your Iranian bit.
Oh, yes!
Okay, like, how are you... Okay, so you do this, Chris? Like, are we buying stuff?
People buy jokes all the time.
Okay.
Tim Allen never wrote a joke in his life.
Really?
Oh my
Tim
God.
Allen?
I wrote for Tim Allen. I wrote for half a season of Home Improvement. Oh. I wrote for half a season of Home Improvement. I came up with a spec script. Where Mark murders Wilson, and they have to bury the body, and then I was fired immediately upon handing it in.
Why would you write a spec
why
script
would you kill
when you
Wilson?
Work for the? Why did you write a spec script when you work for the show?
You know, it was the mid '90s, and I was on. You don't know industry terms like me. You don't know what
Keith. Are
PA
you all right,
stands
man?
For.
Keith, do you get paid? Like, because Jared doesn't get paid. He does it for free.
Take on a character.
Do you get paid?
I get paid.
How much?
I get a club sandwich every time I perform here.
Dang!
Yeah.
Wow, and, every time?
Oh, no.
Yeah, every time. Every time.
I'm in the wrong racket.
And, well, hopefully if this audition goes well on Tuesday, I might be saying goodbye to you guys.
What'd you audition for?
Second City, the City Norwegian Gem Cruise Line.
What's Second City?
Wow!
I'm not entirely sure.
Like, what is it? Is it... I've never heard of
well,
that.
Well, Tom, I could tell you all about that.
Well, I could tell you all about
it, too. There's a rich history going back at least as far as...
Is it only for comedians? Like, maybe that's why I don't know? Like,
it's
you
only
just...
for comedians, and I'm kind of going to make a splash in the audition. I'm planning on dressing like Elwood Blues, going down to the audition, and I'm going to take on that character all throughout it, because I know that they do a one-man Blues Brothers show, I think. I think that's what they're running there.
Oh my God, that sounds sad because the Blues Brothers are like forever ago.
Yeah, but they're kind of classic.
We've got to talk as soon as
I get
off the stage because this sounds
I need a place
exciting.
To live.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a futon. I could sleep on the floor and you could use the futon.
That sounds good. I'm gonna go. I gotta go do some.
I like this guy. Now. He's been on TV and he's talking to me, Tom. Oh, when he gets back in here, you guys kind of talk me up, you know?
No, Jared,
this could
I don't
be,
want
this
you
could
to
be
hang
like
out
a
with
big
that guy. He's a loser.
He
You're
wrote for
a loser.
Half a season of Home Improvement.
If he gets you to write some jokes, I'm all for it.
No, Chris, no. Here's the thing, Jared. Listen, Chris, like, Jared has no friends. Mm-hmm. Like, he just is on this improv team, Mr. Doubtfire, and he says that they're his friends, but they're not.
Improv.
And he's a cat, you know, and he's a loser, and I don't, like, feel good about Keith, like... I brought Chris, so like you can hang out with people like Chris.
Yeah, but Chris is way out of my
league. How you gonna make people come to a show and you have no idea what you're gonna say?
Ah, thank you. See, that's exactly it, Chris. It's this sort of confidence that we can tap into the muse, you know? We like to think in improv that there's sort of certain ideas floating around in what's called the group mind. Then we can tap into those and explore them on stage. Now,
Jared,
I hook up with Keith.
People are nice enough to spend their Friday night, Saturday night,
yeah.
sitting in a club. You
yeah.
have no idea what you're going to say. You have no idea if it's going to be funny.
Oh.
I love you, Chris. He's so cool, but listen, I gotta tell you about this Keith
Club
guy.
Club sandwiches.
He's got a sadness in his eyes.
Read a joke or a premise or something.
He's super sad, right? Chris, Keith,
making me sad, man.
I live in a dying world, a dying hospital. Everyone's dying there, and Keith is sad. Well. You can't be his friend.
Oh, Tom. Suck it in. Yeah.
I was behind the door.
Oh, Keith.
I heard everything.
And I don't want you to go on a cruise line, man.
No. If you don't go, tell them that I'm
available.
Nothing's
sadder than cruise comedy.
Don't go, Keith. You're already sad.
I lied. I just heard about that audition. I...
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Maybe Chris could, like, put you in the background in his next HBO special.
How many minutes of stand-up do you have?
None.
What?
My brother manages this place, and pretty sure that my wife is sleeping with my biological son. She's his stepmother.
Oh my god, I read a screenplay like that.
Yeah, well, I think they're coming here tonight, so I've just been kind of floating around, and I was gonna use this on them. It's one of those garden claws.
But I do remember you from that show.
I was on Comics Unleashed.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
But, like, nothing since.
Well, I mean, like, I write for, like, Eric and Kathy.
What's that?
It's a radio show.
Oh,
I'm on.
You're on. You gotta go, buddy.
Hey, Keith.
What?
Maybe you could think of something else to do besides comedy. Like, are you good at... Are you even good? Would you say, like... You're good, but you haven't, like, had a break. Like, I'd say, like, dying was my break, you know? It's, like, immediately, like, people started paying attention to me. Like, Chris and I weren't friends before I was dying. Like, no offense or whatever, Chris. It's just, like, right?
No.
Yeah, so, like, I consider that my break. Like, maybe you just haven't had a break, or maybe you're not good.
Maybe my life is completely broken.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's what this is. Wow. Maybe this is the moment. Oh, God.
Come on. Do something.
Can't.
Okay, you're writing every day?
No.
Oh. Well, why not?
Because my fucking son is having sex with his stepmom.
Yeah, but you're not...
27-year-old son is having sex with his 63-year-old stepmom.
Okay, I get it, but you're not having sex with her.
Exactly.
Oh.
But I'm still paying the bills.
Maybe you could write about that, or maybe you could just...
I work at an e-junk factory.
Okay, that sounds funny. Like,
get up on stage, talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
What about this? How about this as a joke? You guys ever walk in on your son fucking your wife from behind in your bed?
I mean, actually, I know you're trying to make me sad, Keith, but I want to laugh so fucking hard. Because that is hilarious to me.
It's funny.
And then you go, excuse me, I thought we had tickets to see Spider-Man.
Oh my god, that is great. Yeah, like the visual of like your son just like fucking his stepmom is like so funny.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to grab a quick set.
He came out of one of your pussies, old pussy, and immediately dived into your next pussy.
Oh, Chris,
I'm back.
Oh my god! Go? Yay!
I didn't hear anything.
I'm gonna go try that set.
Take a look.
Wow, what an experience.
What's wrong? Did they laugh?
Well,
what did they like the most? Joke?
I went out there on stage, and I you know, and I said, you know, I started just launched right into my opener of like, you know, I'm pissed to meet you, you know, because I do this thing where I look like I peed my pants.
Pissed to meet you?
Pissed to meet you.
Then you got to do the whole set with...
Yeah, I look like I peed my pants. I have like a thing of water and I squirt it down my pants. That's what comedy's about, anything for a laugh. And I did it.
No.
But what? That's not funny.
Well,
it's
no,
like,
they thought what you thought.
Yeah, that you pissed your pants.
I pissed my pants because out of fear, but it wasn't fear.
But you said out loud, "Pissed to meet you." Or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like
pissed to meet you.
And then what?
then it was hard to hear anything I said after that.
Because they were laughing? Or...
No, because they were... It wasn't. It was more like booze.
You got a response?
Yeah, exactly.
Love you, guys, hate you.
That was the most people that have ever paid attention to me at one time. There was like 65 people in that room.
Wow.
65 people who are buying drinks. Now, if I could just get, you know, if I could just get some, you know, some people back in Chicago, back in the city, to realize that people want to watch me and order drinks, I could start making, I could start pulling
in. You made this guy realize it. Let's open up a theater, brother.
Exactly. Exactly. You and me, let's go no, back to the Jared, city. No, on, what Chicago needs is another theater eyes. Company. That's what oh, it needs. God, like no. a comedy theater company. A
conservative-based comedy company.
Oh, what?
All right, you got this Jon Stewart up there.
Yeah, 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 I agree with
and
you.
He's just fucking a mouthpiece for Obama. That's all he is.
I think we'd all agree on that, yes.
Oh, I love Barack Obama.
Yeah, oh, you'll love him a lot when you're fucking dead after he's murdered you. In a concentration camp trying to start the New World Order.
Well, I'll probably be dead before that because okay. I've got a terminal.
I'm not sure if that's accurate, but I'm listening.
You're exactly. Exactly. You're not sure if it's accurate, but you're listening. That's why Jon Stewart gets so much money. And then we'll start up a club and it'll be all Mitt Romney-based stuff. We'll get last Mitt Romney and give
oh,
us...
Oh, did you guys hear that siren?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's killing out there. They do that when it's like yeah, a particularly no, hot yeah. set. They turn on the siren.
They turn on the yeah. siren and then Reverse Sandman comes out.
Don't open a comedy club with this guy, dude. No offense, Keith.
No, it won't be a comedy club. It'll be
yeah,
more of
yeah, don't
like
open
a
one.
Temple of
open
satire.
Several.
No, right. We could have one in the suburbs. We could have one in Las Vegas. We could put one in Cincinnati or Detroit.
Athens, Ohio.
Keith, you got to get your That'll son's dick out of your wife's pussy before you open up a comedy shop. Am I right, Chris?
I don't care what order you're doing it.
Get that kid out your pussy. That's your pussy!
That's your pussy, man. It all goes back to the pussy.
63-year-old pussy, that's your pussy. That ain't community pussy.
Listen, I've been working out. I've been trying to look like my son a lot. And I'm going to murder him. And then I'm going to go in and my wife's going to be all with her legs spread, ready to have sex. And then jam a garden claw right into her pussy.
Oh, my God.
Remember
oh
the garden claw?
God.
Oh, yeah. I used to sell those door to door when I got a garage full.
Sorry, guys. I've been paying attention for a minute or two because I've been crunching some numbers in my head. And I think we can
crunch,
make
crunch,
this
crunch,
better.
Crunch, 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 crunch.
This is great. We can turn that into a, like a video. What do you think about putting like a long...
How about this is a video idea? Oh, I'm just having it. Video games in real life.
Oh, yeah. What if video games were real life people?
Yeah, I mean...
That's great. I've already got...
already.
I've already got a Mario and Luigi costume from like 8 other videos that we've been doing.
Okay.
That'd be perfect.
What's a simple descriptive word?
Any descriptive word?
Yeah. Like a title, like police or.
Mayor.
Mayor. Perfect. Go on Kickstarter.com, start up a Kickstarter for Mayor the Web Series. We're going to need $40,000 from all of our friends.
See, I've been trying to tell you about this, Tom. Kickstarter is this place where you go to get unlimited money from,
but
from
you
people for anything you want to do.
Exactly.
No, you guys, like, if it's good, like, a producer will give you money.
Tom, you don't know how much, you don't
just
know how
write
much.
Write something that you can afford to make.
Tom, you have no idea how much it fucking costs to upload shit to YouTube these days, okay? It's thousands of dollars to even get it on the page. We need money. It's not like you can film something on your phone and edit it. And write for you the budget of zero and have it be good. We need goddamn money to make these web series and turn them into TV shows.
Keith is a go-getter, and this is the kind of person I've been looking for in my life.
So no, I'm like, you guys, what I'm trying to say, Chris, back me up, is, okay, we work in the movie industry, okay? Like, if someone likes your shit... They're going to find you. You don't have to ask your friends and family for their money.
But now it's been democratized. You see, the old system has been turned on its head, and young upstarts like Keith and myself.
The kings find themselves floating in the river.
Well, $40,000, you're not an upstart.
We need $40,000, okay? It's not like I can open up my window and throw a rock and hit someone that has an iPhone and or camera, okay?
No. We need sophisticated equipment. We need jibs in order to make this work. Lots of jibs.
Because here's the thing. Is at the level that I am at, the stuff I'm writing is worth $40,000, okay?
But like,
it's not like I'm learning how to get good at it, okay? okay.
You're already good.
The thing is, people just need to, and this is something that I've been learning through all of my improv classes, is that people just need to have the confidence to know that they're automatically as good as professionals at things as soon as they start.
I've been doing stand-up for over 20 years. I've written hours and hours of material. I've never once written a movie script I thought was worth making.
Yeah, and that's Chris fucking Rock.
I'm Chris fucking Rock.
Okay, wait, like, here's the thing. Keith, Jared, like, we got money. Chris and I got money. You guys go ahead. I can't
Would you fucking fund this goddamn mayor project?
Just like,
out.
This thing's begging to be made.
It's begging to be made. Okay. It's okay. Here's okay. Shut up. Okay. Listen, okay. It's two guys that are fucking mayors, and they're in an apartment, and they're having a conversation about what to get at grocery stores. Okay, that's what it is. We need $40,000 for it.
We can shoot this in our new apartment. We're gonna get.
No, we need to rent an apartment.
It's a lot of money
40,
to make a web series. It's nothing to Tom. He got the money in his pocket, probably.
Yeah, I mean, but I just. You guys, no offense, but like, I don't like
you
the mayor.
You don't understand.
I don't.
You're
okay?
Too old school, Tom. You don't.
Tom, you don't media. Get people Tom, don't fucking
cut.
Watch it live. They watch it on the fucking DVR. Fast forward, fast the commercials.
Okay, well, like, maybe you guys could just put together a storyboard, you know? Like, actual.
Look at that fucking redheaded goon Conan, alright? He's on fucking. I can't even find TBS on my channels. Okay?
Okay.
They're just hemorrhaging money for TV shows. The League, Sports Action Team. They're all giving money out for anything, okay?
Yeah.
We don't need to be talented anymore. You just have to have a script ready
right.
to go.
I want to give you money, but, like, don't you guys want to be talented?
No.
Why does that factor? Why is... What does that
happen? But, like, what's the point? Like, why do you want to do it then? You know?
So I can rub it in people's faces. It's not... Listen. I see these people trying so hard, and they're comedically gifted.
Yeah,
and I know that if I could feel how much they desire performing for just 1 second, I would instantly quit performing and go get a job as a lawyer or something like that.
Okay.
So I don't really give a fuck, okay? I just care about my web series, Mayors.
No, Jared, you need to be writing. If you send me some jokes that you wrote, maybe I can get you a job writing for Kevin Hart.
Who's that?
Jared, stop, okay? There's room for literally everyone on Saturday Night Live, okay? So that's why we need to get moving on 5 minutes of solo material before we even get our feet wet inside of a sketch group or anything like that.
I feel like
we don't need to learn how to work with an ensemble or other people. They just, every week Saturday Night Live, they ask you to produce 5 minutes of solo material over
really?
The course of a year.
Wow.
That's why you have to get good at that.
I've read pretty much every book on that subject, and it's just really, I guess that is something I secretly want to do, but I have trouble saying it out loud.
That's
yeah,
the thing.
Really,
is it,
you're giving me that empowerment, and I thank you.
You know,
why do you want to do it? It's like the... Like, I mean, no one watches that show because you're, like, Saturday's the night you go out and, like, you fuck people.
Oh, no, it's
right?
not, no.
I mean, like, who, why, I mean, like, why would you be home on a Saturday night?
Feeding the cat.
Oh, no. I don't know, man. I...
You don't have to watch it when it comes on anyways, as Keith was saying. You
DVR!
We can make like a DVR rap song.
Okay, how
and
about...
That'll be the chorus, like, DVR!
It was
like an auto-tune thing.
And then Barack Obama's there. What else?
Lolcats.
I feel like you guys should just get jobs.
We're getting jobs
job,
in
Tom.
The comedy field.
Wow. This is great. Hey, Tom, let's see what, me and Keith need to go work on some stuff. Can you just talk about whatever it is that you did this week and your hopes and your fears and stuff and just pretty much just give your biography. Just go ahead and talk into the dictation machine. We're going to go make history.
Man, that was
God
bad.
Damn, that was sad.
Oh, my God.
Where am I, fucking Rosemont? I'm by the airport.
I'm sorry. I thought this would be fun.
The closer you are to the airport, the farther away you are from being funny.
Oh my God, you're fucking... That was amazing. I wish you were, like, on stage saying that. Because, like,
you know I was on Saturday Night Live, right? They didn't ask me about it once. I was on the show.
Oh my God, you were on that show?
I was on the show. I could barely get on camera. The show's a grind.
Yeah, I mean, I never seen it.
And I'm going to get back to this again. You got to write. You can't be doing no improv on Saturday Night Live. You got to be writing.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm not... you know, I don't want to be a comedian, but, like, Jared is working on my book, so, like, he will be writing some.
Okay, well, he needs to write comedy. Write a fucking movie about your life. That's something I want to see.
Did you like being on Saturday Night Live, or was it, like, hard?
It's hard, man.
I can't believe they didn't ask you about being on Saturday Night Live.
I was on the show!
Oh, my God. And, of course, I would never watch it, because I feel like it's just for comedians or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or, like, kids, you know?
Kids at home, Saturday night, comedy nerd.
Yeah, like, I really think that, like, you know...
Old white people.
Yeah, like, I think, like, Dave Chappelle's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're funny.
Thank you.
I think Eddie Murphy's funny.
Absolutely.
I think, like, black men are very funny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, were you ever as sad as Jared and Keith? Did you ever have a low moment? Or do they suck, right? I feel like they suck.
Of course, man. Everybody starts somewhere. Get on stage. I bombed once, twice.
Yeah, but you probably, like, still had stage presence. Like, I feel like...
Well, I wrote some fucking jokes. That's number one.
I feel like you're very serious about the writing.
You gotta write jokes. Don't get up on stage not know what you're gonna say.
Yeah. It's
rude.
Well, okay, like...
People out on a fucking date trying to get laid. You just trying some shit out.
Yeah, you don't just, like, not think about what you're gonna do. It's like you, like, wash your dick the night before... Mm-hmm. In the morning before.
Wake up, you wash your dick, you're like, I'm going to comedy club. Chris Rock better get me laid tonight.
Yeah, you think about it. Yeah, that's good. That's smart.
You gotta write jokes.
Hey, Keith.
I need this recorder back. We're gonna use it for our project.
Oh, God.